Welcome back. It seems the shareholders have been through the ringer, and it's not quite over yet with this week's proposal to raise just over 101 million rand by way of a rights offer. Essendis, you may recall, was almost sunk by debt incurred in a huge global expansion spree, and the business has effectively spent the last 3 years selling bits of itself to placate lenders. Cheryl Jane Kujenga, otherwise known as CJ, is the CEO, interim CEO, and also CFO of the company, and joins us now. CJ, nice to chat to you this evening. The rights offer that has been proposed, firstly, has that got shareholder support? Because part of the problem, I think, for Essendis has been warring shareholder factions. So first off there, do you think that's going to go through?
That will go through. We've pushed the rights offer at the right pricing. Sorry, Julieta, I'm completely off. So we pushed the rights offer at 30%. Okay. We don't need shareholder approval for that 30%.
Okay.
However, we are in the process of engaging our shareholder base. There's generally wide consensus to invest in the business. There's an understanding that the business does require investment. We're at a point now in our debt journey where that reinvestment will actually make a huge difference. We have a near complete solution to our debt. Between the rights offer and the disposal of our pharma business, we will find ourselves in a position by the end of this year where we are debt-free for the first time in recent history in Essendis.
Okay. I mean, is that enough, though? Because so you'll be debt-free, but then will you be able to grow the business, which is now radically smaller? I mean, compared to what you once were, you know, you had these multi-billion rand asset value companies, Remedica Pharma, for example. You're going to be left with essentially two divisions, which is consumer health and medical devices. It's so much smaller, but even if you are debt-free by that stage, what kind of growth prospects do you have?
Okay, so those two businesses are in very solid spaces in their industries. If we take our consumer business, we are one of the leading brands in the vitamins and supplements space. We've also got a very strong manufacturing capability here in Wynberg. We're ramping up. We see a huge trend towards private label. We're seeing that in retailers, we're seeing that in the pharmaceutical space, and we're certainly gearing up for that. In our medical devices business, we also see ourselves well-positioned. We are working with large multinational agencies, global agencies that see growth not only in South Africa but across the continent. Their biggest requirement of us was a stable balance sheet and the ability to invest in that medical devices business. We're currently on a roadshow engaging with them, and we're seeing widespread support for the business.
Okay. CJ, what are the revenue and profit margins for both those businesses?
At the moment, and if I base it on last year's earnings, you're sitting at about a 10% margin. We anticipate that we can grow that as we bring in efficiencies into the business. The biggest challenge you've had in Essendis has been strong underlying operations, incorrectly structured balance sheet. The cost of the debt has been hugely detrimental to this business, not just in terms of the interest costs, but also the detraction from the underlying operations and the potential in the underlying operations and business.
Yeah. I mean, certainly it has meant that Essendis has become a completely different company, essentially, because you've had to sell yourselves through asset sales. You said in the rights offer announcement that you're also talking to lenders. What kind of support and what kind of support will you need from them into the future? And do you think that you will get it? Because I'm sure that there are a lot of institutions who will look at you through a very circumspect and quite a jaundiced view, given what's happened to Essendis over the last 5 years.
Yeah, so we are talking to local funders. We want to make sure that the business has got the right debt structures to support networking capital and growth requirements in the business. We are a very different business to what we had a year and 2 years ago. The reality is, a year ago, we were sitting with way too much debt. We've been able to demonstrate credibility in the reduction of our 8 billion rand debt pile over the last 18 months. We've been able to demonstrate that we can execute against transactions. And we've also been able to demonstrate that in all of this, our operations remain strong. And I think that's a strong this narrative with the commercial banks. If you also look at the space that we play in healthcare, we're really well positioned to play a meaningful role in healthcare across South Africa and across the continent.
Okay.
I believe that the future of this business is strong. I believe that we can more than double our earnings with the right focus in the business.
CJ, what about your board? Because that's also another thing that you've had to contend with. So you had kind of warring factions. You had the block of Carsten Vellner and Gary Shane, and Chris Neertling, I think. So how comfortable is it at board level? Are shareholders all in accord with each other? And how is that impacting your ability to do what you want to do with the business?
Look, I think we've got a more stable board, which enjoys a broader shareholder support base. That's always important because we do need our shareholders to support us. As I indicated earlier, things like the rights issue and as we look at turning the business around. So we're certainly not sitting where we were in the early part of this year, where there was distinct angst against certain members of our board. That's been resolved. It's a journey, but I believe that we're on the right path.
And then you're in an interim CEO position. Is that likely to become permanent, or would you prefer to revert to the CFO position and be squarely focused on the financials?
Well, what I've said to the board is I'm here for as long as they need me to be. I believe that we've come a long journey. I'd really like to see this business restored to a point of stability, and I will continue to serve in whatever capacity is needed of me.
Okay. CJ, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Good to chat to you. Hopefully some Ascendas shareholders may have had their minds set to rest somewhat. That was Ascendas Health's CFO and interim CEO, Cheryl Jane Kujenga.